We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayera, and we're doing the one entitled Olam Chesed Yibane. Vayomar, Avram said to the angels, Adonai, my masters, Imnam Matzati Chen Beinecha, if please I have found favor in your eyes, Al natavo me'al avdecha, please do not pass from upon your servant. This is how Avram greeted the Arabs, these angels that appeared as Arabs to Avram. Uverashi mevi, and Rashi quotes, Yesh omrim shu kodesh. Some say that when Avram said Adni, when he said my master, he wasn't referring to the Arabs, but rather he was talking to God, in which case that is a holy reference to my master. Shebikesh ma'kadosh baruch hu lamtin lo, that he asked of God to wait for him, ad sheyachnis et ha'orchim, till he brings the guests into his home. Umikan lamdu chazal, and from here our sages derived shegdola achnasat orchim yoter mikabalat pnei ha'shechina, that taking in guests is even greater than coming to greet the face of the Shechina. V'tzarich be'ur ech yitachin kadavar hazeh. And we need to explain, how could that be? Harei kabbalat pnei ha'shechina hi ha'madriga ha'gdola biyoter sheyeshna. Accepting the face of the Shechina is the greatest level that exists. U'ma shayach, and how does it fit, shehachnasat orchim gdola mizeh, that taking in guests is greater than this. Uvifrat, and specifically, she'Avraham Avinu lo yada klal mihem ha'orchim ha'omdim lefanav. Avraham Avinu didn't know at all who were these guests that were standing before him. Ve'gamim neima, and also if we say the kavanahi, that what is meant is dikshe'omdot lefanav beta mitzvot, that when one is faced with these two mitzvot, achnasat orchim v'kabalat pnei ha'shechina, either to take in guests or to accept, to greet the face of the Shechina, tzarich la'akdim achnasat orchim, if what our sages meant was that we should first take in the guests, kasheh, that is difficult. Dehari kan, for over here, haya Avraham Avinu kvar asuk v'kabalat pnei ha'shechina, Avram was already busy with greeting God, they were already in the midst of conversation. The afal piken, and even so, amar la'kadosh baruch hu, he said to God, al nata'avor me'al avdecha, please do not pass from upon your servant, sheyamtin lo ad sheyachnis ta'orchim, that God should pause until Avram brings in the guests. Vehu pele, and that is amazing. Ech amar davar kazeh she'akadosh baruch hu yamtin lo? How could he say something like that and ask God, please wait? Umeichan yada zot Avraham Avinu be'atzmo, and where did Avraham know this concept from? Shegdola achnasat orchim yoter mikabalat pnei ha'shechina, that it is greater to take in guests than to greet the Shechina. So the questions that he asked are, firstly, how could it be that greeting the Shechina is less than taking in guests? Greeting the Shechina would seem to be the greatest level. Secondly, Avram didn't know who these guests were. Thirdly, Avram wasn't faced with two options, either this or that, but rather Avram was in the midst of talking to God, and he left that for the guests. And fourthly, how could it be that Avram asks God to wait while he goes to take in guests? And how did Avram know, how did he himself know, that taking in guests is greater than greeting the Shechina? So these are the questions. Should we pause here?
Yeah,
okay.